The local economy in the region is a mix of businesses, old and new, all with a common thread. Someone had an idea and pursued that idea all the way up to opening the doors on a new business. We visit with entrepreneurs and sometimes the descendants of entrepreneurs in our monthly business segment, The Ground Floor. This month, we divert to an obvious issue in the region's economy, the September fires that destroyed more than 2,000 homes in the Rogue Valley. Many of the homes were lost or that were lost were in mobile homes in mobile home parks. Our guest runs the company that ran many parks in the Valley. Dave Wright is the CEO of Commercial Property Management, or CPM. Dave, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So give us the history story. How long has CPM been around and how did it get started?
Well, yeah, it was founded in 1974. I was four at the time, so I wasn't quite involved yet. A woman named Christine Howe had the business, and in the late 90s, in 1999, myself and a couple of partners acquired the business from her, and then we acquired another company called Total Management Services in the early 2000s, and just kind of have grown it from there. We ended up also acquiring a Remax Platinum in 2011 to kind of complement the property management business. So we have a sales brokerage too.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you got several different angles on real estate then, both for renting and for buying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good synergy. And when a tenant or an owner wants to buy or sell, we have that real estate brokerage there for their help too.
Mm-hmm. And how different is, I mean, you mentioned the couple of different acquisitions over the years. So how much bigger an operation is it than when Christine Howe departed from it, I guess, in the late 90s?
Yeah, it's gotten quite a bit bigger. We were probably about 1,000 units under management, mostly residential, a little commercial when she had the business. And now we manage about 3,000 residential units and 1,000 mobile home park spaces, although as you mentioned, we lost about 300 spaces, homes in the fires. So that's affected us quite a bit that way. And then, we manage a couple thousand homeowner association doors and some commercial property. So it's become, quite a bit bigger since she had it.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk about the mobile home parks in particular. Is that a lot of business that you've picked up over the years?
Yeah, I think when we first acquired the business, we maybe had a few mobile home parks that were under management, and then we've grown that to, like I said, about 1,000 spaces, which is probably about 14 parks throughout, mostly just here in Medford and Ashland and the Rogue Valley. But it's an interesting business. Usually the mobile home park owner owns the land, and the residents own the mobiles on the spaces. And so the property owner kind of owns and controls the common areas, and the homeowners have their own space. So, but it created kind of a very tricky thing with the fires too, because, with a lot of the homes, they were underinsured on their homes or not insured because the mobiles were older, and then the property owner's insurance doesn't cover those space in the residents' home. So the cleanup was going to be a very tricky issue, and I'm glad to hear that FEMA's coming in and helping with that, because I don't know how that was going to happen.
So that is what's so you had that, we had gotten news about that recently. So FEMA basically worked things out with, or is in the process of working things out with, Oregon Department of Environmental Quality and EPA, yeah, I believe, to handle the carting off of all the toxic stuff left over when a person's home burns down.
Yeah, yeah, they're starting actually this week, I think, with what they're calling the household hazardous household items that they're removing first, and I believe that's being 100% picked up by FEMA and the state. And then the next stage, from what I understand, is going to be what they're calling the ash and trash cleanup, where it'll be, all the rest of the debris. And that, I know that FEMA is talking about picking up about 75% of that, and the state and local are asking for them to pick up more. But it'll be such a huge help to have that coordinated effort to help clean up, especially the mobile home parks and some of these places that, you know, didn't have enough insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember reading it about at least one person who said, yeah, I just canceled my insurance recently because it got too expensive, and then came the fire.
I know.
Yeah, not good stuff. We're talking to Dave Wright, the CEO of Commercial Property Management here on the Jefferson Exchange in our ground floor segment. CPM did manage 1,000 mobile home park spaces in the Rogue Valley, of which 300 by his count have been lost. You can join the conversation on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 on the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Just in general, Dave, in mobile home parks, is that not a growth business? It's not like you ever hear of communities clamoring, like, let's get more mobile home parks. It seems like that's something that communities are often happy to not have anymore, or to convert it to some other type of housing.
Well, I think, unfortunately, I think you're right. And mainly maybe because of the value of the land and some of the parks that were developed in the 70s, 80s, the communities have grown up around them, and maybe they've become more valuable. But the sad thing with what's happened with the Alameda fires is that that's some of our most affordable housing that had been destroyed. And so, you know, somebody could rent a space, have their own home on it, and the space rents would be in the $400 to $600 a month, depending on where the park was and the amenities. But so it was pretty affordable housing. And I know that in conversations with the City of Talent and Phoenix and the county, they would prefer to have these parks rebuilt so that we can continue to have that affordable housing. And I've talked to the property owners that we have that own the parks, and they are, it looks like they'd like to rebuild if they can. And bring people back in with mobile homes.
Yeah, I understand there's a couple of hoops to jump through here, though. Although on one hand, back to your original message, the City of Talent, already passed some kind of ordinance indicating that the mobile home parks should stay mobile home parks. But I'm also aware of the fact from hearing from the city planner in Talent that some of these parks are below flood grade and might have to be raised up another foot. I think that was the case maybe at Bear Lake Estates, because that's right there in the creek bottom. So you got some issues potentially even before, I mean, even assuming that everybody's okay with, yes, let's build the mobile home park back, that some things would have to change.
Yes, that's what I've heard too. I think that's going to be an interesting conversation going forward. We do have one park that was partially in the floodplain, so we'll have to see. And it was probably grandfathered in, or the flood, the flood maps have changed over time. So it's going to be a challenge, I think. But hopefully we can do it in a way that, hopefully we can rebuild in a way that, gives us enough different type of housing to help our area. Cause the people who lost their homes, it was, some of our more affordable housing, so we need to keep that in mind.
Right, yeah, a lot of the affordable housing in the valley kind of went up in smoke all in the same fire. Which of the parks was it that the CPM was managing?
Well, we had one, Coleman Creek Estates, which is right there, right on the kind of the Greenway, Pacific Village, which was on 99, and then Bel Air and Whispering Pines off of Northridge Terrace.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also had a 30-unit building and an eightplex and a condo association right on Northridge Burn, and some duplexes, houses, and apartments in Phoenix and Talent.
So, yeah, a fair amount of multifamily residential in addition to the mobile homes, from what you're saying.
Yeah, and we had a tight housing market going into this, and so it's, my heart goes out to all the people who have lost their homes and our property owners that are trying to figure out what they do going forward. So
have you heard from all the people who were living there because, you know, obviously they've evacuated and moved on to other places and are trying to get their lives back together now. But has contact been established with all of the tenants of the various properties that burned?
Yeah, we were reaching out right away just to try and make sure they were okay, and you know, some of the just try and get information about where they were. And a lot of the people were staying with friends and family. And then we had some that were out at the expo sheltering. You know, right now, we still hear stories of just people kind of couch surfing until there can be more of a, I guess it's temporary, but it's going to be a long-term temporary housing until we can rebuild and get enough housing for everybody. So, like I said, most people were staying with friends and family. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I'm so thankful that all our residents got out. And, you know, you think about how fast those fires were moving and just the fact that everybody, I know they lost their homes and their items, and I'm saddened about that, of course, but the fact that everybody got out of our parks and properties at least was incredible, actually.
Yeah, when you think about the fact that we were talking about, well, getting close to 2,500 dwellings destroyed across the whole of the Almeda fire, and talking about three deaths, one close to the ignition point. That's fairly remarkable that there was that much destruction and yet so little loss of life. So yeah, we got a fair number of people got really lucky there. So anything CPM is able to do for tenants while they're not actually your tenants?
Yeah, we like I said, the housing market's been super tight before, and so. Right afterwards, we kind of just put it out there, you know, we're not going to, it's a little thing, but we're not going to charge any application fees for anybody affected by the fires. We're doing everything we can when a notice comes up on a unit to get people quickly into those, and especially if they were affected by the fires. There are fair housing kind of issues that we have to, we want to make sure we abide by, so it's first come, first serve, but we're doing everything we can to try and help. We did, for our residents, I was trying to figure out how can we help our residents and directly, and so right after the fires, I started a GoFundMe and put $10,000 into it and have tried to raise money. We got another $5,000 from a business and $5,000 from Mountain Meadows Foundation, and a lot of people just stepping up. So we're around 30,000. My goal is to get to 75,000, and then I'd like to give directly back to our residents affected by the fires. Mm-hmm. See if I can get to 75,000. It's becoming a bigger goal than I thought.
Oh, wow. So you're saying that CPM put in $10,000 of its own money just to kind of prime the pump on that GoFundMe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And other people have just stepped up and just kind of just gone to GoFundMe, and you know, you see $20 here, $100, $200. It's heartwarming to see the community come together to help.
And what's the name of that GoFundMe for the people who might be listening and want to put something into it?
Yeah, it's Almeda Fire Residents CPM Real Estate.
Almeda Fire Residents CPM Real Estate? Okay, that should be fairly easy to find. We'll provide a link to that on our page at jeffexchange.org. But wow, this is I can't, you know, nothing obviously like this in your career at CPM that compares even remotely, I would think.
No, I was thinking about it. You know, we had a global pandemic, which we didn't have a playbook on how to handle that, or still handle it really. But it just felt like we were kind of getting a little bit of normalcy with that, and then the fires. And so, no, it's been really hard. We're a third party management company, so we don't own the properties we manage. So we have our property owners and then our residents that we represent. and, you know, both sides to see, and specifically on these fires, just the devastation and how to help people through it. You know, trying to get resources out to the residents to where they can go to get help and through FEMA and all that. And then it's really confusing for the property owners too on, you know, what's the next step on cleanup. And, you know,
right,
a lot of times the insurance, there's some under insurance going. So I do feel like with FEMA coming in and helping coordinate the cleanup, that it was a little frustrating at first because we didn't have a lot of direction, but I feel like now there seems to be some more direction, and that it's going to help for those people, going to help tremendously for those people that, you know, were uninsured or mm-hmm. underinsured.
Yeah, that is a big boost to them, absolutely. We have an email from Becca in Lane County who writes, I'm glad to hear some want to rebuild mobile home parks. These are such important, affordable housing solutions, and they can be nice. We have many of these in the Eugene area, writes Becca. So there's another vote in favor of more mobile home parks in the area. Let's take a call here from Helga in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Dave Wright of CPM.
Hi. I wonder why it's called a mobile home instead of a manufactured home,
mm-hmm.
because they're really not very mobile. You know, it's very costly to move them.
Right.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
and
find
the other thing is, what about all the metal that's in the buildings? Will that be recycled and melted at all, or just wasted?
Okay. Good questions. Thanks, Helga.
Yeah, those are actually really good questions. And the point about the mobile home, you're right. I should be using the term manufactured housing communities because that's kind of what it's evolved to.
It has. I have to admit, on my own part, I default to mobile because because they're all named things like Medford Mobile Estates and stuff like that, you know?
Well, and I think they were more mobile when they originally were built. But yes, it's more, it's definitely manufactured homes, and they're very nice in many cases. So thank you for that, Helga. And then on the point about the metal, yeah, I've heard of scrap metal companies that are going in for free and helping people remove that that metal. So there's a number of scrap metal places out there that are helping.
Okay, so we move ahead. We try to figure out what's going to happen to first get the wreckage of the old homes out, and then what happens to get new homes in some of the most affordable portions of the tight housing market in Jackson County. Dave Wright is the CEO of Commercial Property Management. He and some partners bought the company back in the late 90s and managed 300 of the manufactured home spaces of about 300 were lost, I should say, at about 1,000 that they managed.
Yeah.
Dave, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange for a special edition of The Ground Floor.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. That'll do it for this hour of The Exchange. More coming up in hour two. Please stay tuned.